From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Finland wants to cooperate with Indonesia to build a green city at the new capital, IKN. Minister Plate and Google Asia Pacific President discuss digital ecosystem. Now, the news in detail. Finnish Deputy Minister of Finance Anne-Marie Kamil expressed his country's interest in collaborating with Indonesia to build a green and environmentally friendly city in the new capital Nusantara, or IKN, East Kalimantan. This was conveyed by Presidential Chief of Staff Muldoko when receiving Anne-Marie Kamil at the Binagraha Building Jakarta Presidential Palace Complex on Tuesday. Muldoko in a press release said Indonesia should indeed learn from Finland regarding the preparation of a roadmap to build an environmentally friendly city so it can support Indonesia's goal of achieving carbon neutrality by 2060. Next, we have Indonesian Communication and Informatics Minister Johnny G. Plate met Google Asia Pacific President Scott Beaumont at the World Economy Forum in Davos, Switzerland on Monday to follow up on digital ecosystem cooperation. The minister noted in a press release on Tuesday, Google closely pays attention since the development of Indonesia's digital economy has grown positively in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, the Indonesian government and Google have collaborated in human resource development programs, utilization of the digital system. The Indonesian government has been actively wooing investors at the 2022 World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland by highlighting the country's investment potential and holding economic discussion. Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said in a statement received in Jakarta on Tuesday, "The government always provides support for investors so that every investment which enters Indonesia can become mutually beneficial." We continue with the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, who has stressed that G20 countries must demonstrate their commitment to maintaining global economic stability. Minister Hartarto said at the Indonesian Pavilion at the 2022 World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland on Monday, during the 28th global financial crisis, it was the G20 that prevented the global economy from further falling into depression. Now we move to the international news. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang congratulated the new Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. The congratulations ended the freeze on diplomatic contacts between the two countries that lasted for the past year. Reported by AFP, Tuesday, China cut off diplomatic channels and trade with Australia in an act of symbolic anger since May last year, following the clash of the two countries over a number of issues, including human rights, espionage, and the origins of the coronavirus Li Keqiang in a statement quoted by Chinese news agencies, Xinhua News Agency confirmed China is ready to work with the Australian side. The last news comes from flash flood and landslide that occurred in the Indian state of Assam left at least 25 people dead and more than 650,000 displaced in the last 10 days. According to officials Tuesday, Brahmaputra River, one of the world's largest rivers that flows from Tibet to India and empties into Bangladesh, overflowed and submerged more than 1,800 villages in 26 sub-districts of Assam this month. Next, we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Indonesia Pavilion World Economic Forum 2022, an event to introduce investment in Indonesia.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights, Indonesian Pavilion WEF 2022 is an event to introduce investment in Indonesia. Minister of Investment and Head of Coordinating Board in Investment, Bahlil Lahadalia, explained that the Indonesian Pavilion World Economic Forum 2022 is an event to introduce investment in Indonesia, which is getting better. After opening an Indonesia Pavilion in Davos, Switzerland on Monday, Minister Bahlil stated that in the past, many domestic and foreign entrepreneurs asked the question about the certainty of licensing and legal certainty, which were considered to be very complicated. However, since 2021, Indonesia has improved by easing various regulations for 79 laws made into omnibus law. Those were done in order to provide certainty for the business world with speed, transparency, and efficiency. Currently, investment has increased significantly, with a growth target in 2022 of 30% and economic contributors of investment by 4%. The inauguration of the Indonesian Pavilion was marked by the cutting of the ribbon by Coordinating Minister of Economy Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, Minister of Investment, Bahlil Lahadalia, Minister of Communicating and Informatics, Johnny J. Plate, Minister of Industry, Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Arifin Tasrif, and Indonesian Ambassador to Switzerland, Mulyaman Darmansyah Haddad. The Indonesian Pavilion is organized by the Minister of Investment, Ministry of Trade and Ministry of Communication and Informatics, and strong support for the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or KADIN. In 2022, Indonesia again participates in the annual World Economic Forum, which lasts in Davos, Switzerland, from 22 until 26 of May 2022. While the Indonesian Pavilion gathers senior government officials, prominent business people, and figures from around the world to discuss together towards accelerating economic transformation in Indonesia. And that's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on May 25, 1958, when Ismail Marzuki died. Ismail Marzuki is one of the great composers of Indonesia. He made his debut in the music field at the age of 17 years old with the song O Sarina in 1931. Ismail Marzuki died at the age of 44 years on May 25, 1958 in Jakarta, due to sickness. He was awarded the honor in 1968 with the opening of a cultural center named Taman Ismail Marzuki in Jakarta. In 2004, he was named a National Hero of Indonesia. We move to the event on May 25th about African Day commemoration. Africa Day is the anniversary of the Organization of African Unity founding on May 25, 1963. On that day, leaders of 30 of the 32 independent countries in Africa signed the charter for the founding of the Organization of African Unity, or OAU, in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. In 2002, the name of OAU was changed to the African Union. Africa Day aims to celebrate the unity of the African continent. Africa Day is a holiday in 6 African countries, namely Ghana, Mali, Namibia, Zambia, Lesotho, and Zimbabwe. However, Africa Day is also celebrated in other African countries and immigrants outside Africa. We end Today in History with an event on May 25, 1979 about the worst airplane crash in the United States. A DC-10-10 aircraft belonging to American Airlines Flight 191 crashed into a residential complex in Chicago, Illinois, USA, while taking off from O'Hare International Airport on May 25, 1979. The plane was en route from Chicago to Los Angeles. The accident caused by aircraft engine malfunction killed 273 people, including all passengers, 13 crew, and 2 people on the ground. The accident is, until now, the worst plane crash in the history of United States aviation. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Banyak rintangan yang harus dihadapi. Lalu mengapa kau diam saja, tak berdaya? Di belia usia, di masa yang paling indah, kau tampak tak bergairah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya, hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, akan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya, hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kaum muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Investment Minister and Investment Coordinating Board Head Bahlil Hadalia said Indonesia will not export raw material, especially the mineral. If it must be exported, the commodity must have been processed at least 60 to 70%. When forced to export raw material, the government will impose a higher export tax because Indonesia wants a good collaboration. That was stated by Minister Bahlil Hadalia in the World Economic Forum, or WEF 2022, in Davos, Switzerland. Bahlil Hadalia further explained that the export tax is to encourage the electric vehicle industry and its ecosystem in Indonesia, because some countries made a regulation that the battery cell must be located around the EV factory. Whereas Indonesia has opened itself up so all nations can take part in the EV industry development in Indonesia. Minister Bahlil said that was some countries' internal politics. For instance, VW and BASF plan to invest in batteries, but only up to the precursor development stage. According to the minister, VW and BASF will be imposed a higher export tax. However, since precursors came from nickel processing, the tax will be lower than those who export raw or unprocessed materials. The development stages of EV batteries start from mining, smelting or refinery, precursor or cathode, battery cell or battery pack, and then recycling.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Music.com.
Jika kau memang bukan pasanganku, aku akan menjauhi dirimu. Jika harus ku lupakan dirimu, lebih baik sekarang. Katakanlah, jangan diam, bicaralah, sayang. Sebenarnya, kamu sudah tak ada, sekuatnya, aku kamu coba tertawa. Sejujurnya, ini terlalu sakit, sayang, ini sakit, sayang, ku rela berpisah denganmu. Katakanlah, jangan diam, bicara. Sebenarnya kamu sudah tak ada. Sekuatnya aku kamu coba tertawa. Sejujurnya ini terlalu sakit, sayang. Ini sakit. kita memang harus pisah.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
In addition to having Kata Beach or Pandora Beach, Bali also has a hidden beach in Jimbaran, which is known for its seafood restaurant. Its name is Tegalwangi Beach. Tegalwangi Beach is under a cliff, and to get to this beach, you have to go downstairs and pass through quite large rocks. Although the way down is not so steep, you still have to be careful because the rocks are quite sharp. The beach is not long, but very beautiful. The white and soft sand combined with the wave hitting the cliff will complete your vacation. In addition, Tegalwangi is one of the best beaches to see the sunset in Bali. The best time to come to this beach is in the afternoon before sunset. Besides enjoying the sunset, you can also bathe at this Tegalwangi beach. There is a small pool on the edge of the beach, which is formed naturally. If you are an Instagrammable spot hunter, this beach can be an option because there is a cave not far from the small pool. Maybe the depth of Goa is only about 4 meters. Well, this cave is a favorite spot for tourists to hunt for Instagrammable photos. There is no entrance fee to this beach area. Anytime and anyone can come here, but usually you are only charged a parking fee. This beautiful and clean beach will maintain its beauty if we don't litter. Let's take care of its natural beauty. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Seindah dulu. anganku.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about stay at the hotel, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Itu Restorannya. Itu Restorannya, which means that's the restaurant. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a hotel receptionist. The receptionist shows Dev the location of the restaurant. Let's listen to the conversation.
Restoran ada di lantai ini.
Ya, itu restorannya.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Itu, itu, which means that. Restorannya, restorannya, which means the restaurant. Itu restorannya, which means that's the restaurant. In the conversation, you hear the sentence itu restorannya, which means that's the restaurant. In the sentence, there is the word itu, itu, which means that, followed by the word restorannya, restorannya, as something pointed by the receptionist. To point something relatively far from the speaker, you can use the word itu, itu, which means that, followed by the words which state something pointed. For example, restoran, restoran, which means restaurant. The word itu, itu, which means that, can be also placed in the end of the sentence, which has the same meaning, namely, pointing something far from the speaker. Let's listen to the other examples of pointing something. Itu koper saya, which means that's my suitcase. Koper saya itu. Koper saya itu, which means that's my suitcase. To point something in a polite manner, usually Indonesians use the right hand with an open palm. The gesture is made while telling about the things pointed. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Restoran ada di lantai ini.
Ya, itu restorannya.
Well, Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, we're going to present you a song from North Sumatra entitled Bapa Nabujur. The song Bapa Nabujur is a song from Batak Simalungun composed by Dama Silalahi. The lyrics tell a longing expression of a son to his father who had passed away. The lyrics also describe a father who loves his son and he never complains. His son gets sadder and sadder while he is married. His father never witnesses his marriage. The son hopes that God strengthens the family left. Well, listener, here is the song Bapa Nabujur by Dama Silalahi.
Bani par misir
Voice of Indonesia.
Idi dahan anak mon marhajabua. In manahu halungun ho bani parmisirmu
of Indonesia.
Our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.